The health service is running out of money and bursting at the seams. Just over halfway through the year, at least five big hospitals had spent more money than they were supposed to, and at least 340,000 people were waiting for an outpatient appointment. The HSE say all hospitals will now have to bring their patients' activity levels back in line with the service plan. Acting Chief Executive of the HSE, Tony O'Brien, is in our studio. Tony O'Brien, thank you for coming in to us. How do you bring patient activity levels back in line with the service plan?
Good morning, Gavin. Essentially, what we are asking hospitals to do is follow the protocols that were introduced earlier in this year for both inpatient and day case, and indeed for outpatients, which is to treat people once they've dealt with urgent cases, which will include all cancer referrals, in a chronological order. And that means that insofar as they have to effectively curtail some activity to match the levels that were committed to in the service plan, that they do so in the fairest way possible and in a way that enables the treatment targets to be achieved. Now, in relation to the outpatient list, I think I should stress that earlier this year we began a process when I was in the special delivery unit of bringing clarity to how many people were waiting. And in the last 24 hours, I think the average listener may have gained the view that the numbers waiting have climbed dramatically in the last few months, whereas as we discussed in this studio earlier this year, what we were doing was incrementally adding hospitals into that list so that we had a full picture. And in fact, in June, the special delivery unit estimated that it was likely that the figure would be at or around 350,000. So as the list becomes more complete and our picture becomes more real, That's fair enough.
You would accept that full picture is daunting.
It is, yes.
And with collapsing resources, the challenge of reducing that list to even the target set by James Riley yesterday of having no patient waiting more than a year for an outpatient appointment by the end of next year is a pretty tall order with less money.
Well, in the month of July, 193,435 people actually attended for outpatient appointments. In that same month, still not quite the full picture, almost 340,000 people were on lists. So the reason I'm sharing those figures is because we began a process of changing the way outpatient appointments are organised in order to make them more efficiently used. And it's important to see in the scale of things, whilst 340,000 people waiting is way too many, and in particular some people have been waiting for far too long, by proper organisation, more effective systems, the health service can and will do much better.
Okay, but you said at the beginning how that your service plan has to be returned. In other words, hospitals have been treating more patients than perhaps you expected so far this year, and you need them to treat less. Now, you talk about urgent cases being prioritised, but the only people who go to hospitals are sick people. The reality of what you're saying is they're not all going to be treated, are they?
That's not actually what I said. If we look at the way that the health system does work, most people who present urgently, either through emergency departments or as a result of urgent referrals, are seen reasonably quickly. The vast majority of people do not wait a long time. The problem with our system is that once people have waited a certain length of time, once they're no longer regarded as urgent, they often wait for an interminable length of time. And the process we've been going through...
And their clinical status, in other words, it doesn't stay the same throughout that. They can often get sicker while they're waiting.
That can happen, and it's very important that if people are on waiting lists and feel that their situation is getting worse, that they return to their general practitioner so that the nature of their referral can be changed. And that's an appropriate process.
But do you accept that if you're able to see less people, that sick people who are waiting are going to suffer as a result of cuts or even having to go back to what was originally planned?
People will wait, that is certainly the case. But where people have been referred on an urgent basis, the evidence shows in this report that those referrals are seen much more quickly than the headlines suggest. So the critical issue is the nature of the referral, the nature of the complaint or condition that leads to the referral, and how that's then triaged. And there is very ample evidence, and I'm very confident, that where referrals indicate urgency, then those patients are seen urgently. Clearly, by reorganising the way outpatient appointments are managed, we can ensure that far more patients are seen more quickly.
Are you saying there are going to be no consequences for people as a result of the cuts that you have to implement to keep within budget?
No, I'm not saying that. And indeed, when we introduced the chronological waitlist process, what we said very clearly was that the aim was to ensure that never again would people wait for indeterminate lengths of time. We've had very